This is Keith Kelly. Catch every Wyoming Cowboy football game on the Spur. Now back to Duke and Dal with First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.
8:17 this morning on Swift 98 and the Spur, presented by First Bank of Wyoming. Grow your savings. Great accounts, great rates. Let First Bank maximize your earnings, and you can maximize your savings today by visiting GoFirstBank.com. That is GoFirstBank.com, or visit your local branch in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, and Mountain View. Duke Dance, Dal Erickson here with you in studio, and joined live in studio as well, Coach Matt Shumway, Star Valley Boys Basketball. Coach, I was really pulling for you guys last night just to make this situation a little more awkward, a little less awkward, I should say. So thanks for winning, so we didn't have to go through the whole we lost last night thing. Appreciate that.
Yeah, glad we can do that for you.
Absolutely.
See, and I was hoping for more awkward. I was hoping for more awkward from this matchup. But Coach, one thing I actually do want to mention, just based on the fact that the schedule worked out this way and the games worked out that way, we referenced that first game in December a lot. And I always think to myself, as in those situations, the coach is probably like, "Now we can stop talking about that stupid game in December." Is that accurate?
Well, we're glad to be on this side of this, the game this time. That December game, it's part of kind of who we have become, right? You know, those early games are, you learn a lot about yourselves, and we learned some lessons that day, which hopefully we've learned some positive things from it, but. We're ready to move on from the December one for sure.
Yeah, well, I think last night was a good stepping stone in order to do that. Evanston was a very high-scoring offense coming into this, one of the tops in 4A. I think it was 61 points per game or something like that. Last night you guys held them to, what was the final,
44
something. Yeah. And they had an off-shooting night. That was evident. But I think you got to credit some of that to your defense. What was your thoughts after the game on the defensive effort? Because it was a big night that way.
Yeah, we were really excited with how we played defensively. We put a ton of emphasis on it, especially with, you know, Lind and Mendez both being kind of what makes them go. Very pleased with how the kids worked together. You know, to hold them 17 points under their average was probably exceeded what we anticipated, to be honest with you. But the boys were really focused all week on what our defensive game plan was, so I was pretty proud of them.
Something that jumped out to me in the game last night, right out of the gate, was 8 different guys chipped in the early scoring. And that doesn't always happen, you know, the circumstances of what's going on. But was that a focused effort on your part from the staff, or is that just the way that the flow of the game went?
Probably more of the flow of the game. The offensive system we run kind of lends itself to spreading things around. You know, some kids are going to score more than others. That's just the nature of the beast. But, you know, last night we had, you know, a lot of whistles in the first quarter. We had some foul trouble early, and kids came off the bench and impacted the game immediately in a good way. And so that speaks a little bit to the depth of what we have right now, which is a nice problem to have.
You guys had a tough December schedule, as you always do. You play some really tough out of state teams, and and we've seen this in recent years where you'll pick up some losses and then you get into conference play and you'll start racking up those wins. But this year it feels like you are playing a lot better than you were December, early January. And what do you think is changed for your team? It's not just I don't know that it's just the competition's different, right? I think you guys are just playing better. What do you think's changed?
We are playing better. I agree. You know, things are settling down a little bit. We've had so many different lineups and changes, you know, from different injuries and whatnot. So we've kind of been a little unsettled, just rotation-wise, too. So that's settled down. But the competition definitely in December was very challenging. And a couple of the kids have even commented how it just feels different of things that they've learned and just that they've noticed from playing some of those Utah and Idaho schools.
Well, and on top of that, you've also got some kids that is as capable as they are, you know, when you have a good culture of winning, you got kids that are kind of ready to step into that varsity role and play a bigger role from, say, a junior to a senior a season. And so, I mean, they're also kind of filling that out as well.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And you know, you brought up some of the other programs, you know, Coach Draney and stuff, and Coach Young, Coach Clark. There's just a tradition of winning. And so we have a lot of kids that, you know, they know how to compete, and that's a good thing. So it's easy to plug kids in when they, they know how to step on the floor and compete.
Star Valley Boys basketball coach Matt Shumway in studio this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So tomorrow you're back home, have the Riverton Wolverines. This has been kind of the cream of the 4A West the last couple of years, Star Valley and Riverton. Maybe not the same team that Riverton's had in recent years, but you know the Wolverines always going to put up a fight with you, right?
For sure. Coach Sheets does such a good job. He's a good coach. And, you know, they graduated everybody from last year, but watching them, man, they play hard. And they spread the ball around a lot more. And so it's going to be a real challenge tomorrow. You know, they beat Jackson last night, and so we're going to have to be ready to play.
I touched on it kind of leading into the interview, but this four-game homestand, which is obviously super nice, especially with kind of the inconsistency of games and no games from coming out of the holidays and things like that. But now next week, it's just a single game. You go to Jackson, but then after that, you got the Casper road trip. You had the return game at Evanston down the road. Obviously, a trip to Riverton as well. But kind of talk to that a little bit about what changes take place in your staff and the program going from how segmented the schedule has been. It's been kind of either all away or all home.
Yeah, that has been a little bit of a unique setup there. But it was nice, you know, coming out of the break to have all these home games because it gave us a chance to build some momentum and maybe right the ship, I guess, a little bit. The road presents a different challenge. The good thing is I feel like defensively we've been playing pretty well, and on the road you've got to be able to defend. If you're going to win on the road, you've got to be able to defend. So we always talk about defense travels, and so second time through teams also is another unique challenge when you start playing somebody a second time, and so it's good to be home. We love being home, but unfortunately we're going to have to leave home for a couple of weeks and find a way to get some road wins too.
Coach, we talked about going 3-0 to open up conference play, and you do that without even being healthy yet. You get Cooper Lancaster back just in time to lose Smith McClure, right? But it sounds like he's going to be ready to go sooner rather than later. And then you have Dayton, great news, finally getting cleared to at least start practicing, right? So you're looking to get healthy hopefully soon, correct?
Yeah, we're getting closer. You know, like I said, that's been one of the challenges, is it's just been so unsettled. We've had kids in and out of lineups, and Smith, I haven't heard on for sure yet when he's going to be able to go, but he is getting closer. We're grateful that wasn't any worse than what it was, and so it'll be good to get him back on the court with us. And Dayton, still to be determined, but he's getting closer as well. So, yeah, injuries are no fun. I always feel bad for kids when they deal with injuries. It's just an unfortunate part of the game.
Another thing I want to touch on is I look at this group of kids that you have, and the program kind of from top to bottom, and then you look at the 4A West, and then obviously you had a chance to see several of the Eastern Conference teams, not all of them, of course, but it feels like athletically and talent-wise, potential-wise, you guys can compete with whoever. And so it really is kind of that challenge of a coaching staff to go, okay, how do we get from here to that, you know, first, second, and third day of state where it's like, okay, we need our best effort on these days to kind of help stack yourself that direction?
No, for sure. I would agree. I feel like roster-wise, we match up really well with, you know, just about anybody. It's one of the nice things of the flexibility we have with our group is we do have some size, we do have length, we have some good guard play, we have some good post play. So I feel like we're a well-rounded team. It's a matter of putting it all together on each and every night. There's some really good teams out there. The West is as good as it's been in probably a while. So every night is going to be a challenge. And that tests you and helps get you ready for later in the season too, because there's no off nights. You've always got to be focused and ready to play.
Coaches, you get ready to close out January, get into those crucial February games. What are some of the focuses for you and the staff to help this team get ready?
Well, we're going to keep, you know, emphasizing defense. Like I said, that's been something we've preached since day one this season. Excuse me.
Sound like you've been yelling a little bit.
Yeah, huh? Last night was a little noisy. That was a good problem to have, yeah. You know, a noise like that. But, no, we'll keep emphasizing the defense and, you know, try to limit teams to doing something they don't necessarily want to do. Execution-wise on offense, we've got to be a little crisper and cleaner. Last night, some of our problems came when we went away from what we wanted to do and kind of got one-dimensional. But when we focused back on, you know, getting the best shot possible for each other, that's when we're the most effective.
What are some insights to maybe from your daily practice that come out on the floor that maybe the average fan or even the ardent fan doesn't quite understand? What are some things that are like, boy, I wish people understood this about our program?
That's a good question. There's not a competition between the two, is there?
No, not at all.
You know, we put in the game plan, and we kind of do it in pieces over the course of the week. You know, we do something, we call it man shell. I think every coach probably calls it that. But a lot of our defensive rotation is implemented over the course of the week when we do this man shell and how we want to defend certain players. We try to do as much, you know, game-like drills as possible. Just because, you know, if practice and games are similar, then it doesn't feel as uncomfortable at times. So obviously game speed is different from practice speed, no matter what you try to do. But we just want the kids to be as comfortable with the game plan as possible by the time we get to the weekend and when we're playing.
It's Coach Matt Shumway, Star Valley Boys Basketball on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, always appreciate your time. Again, congrats on the start to the conference season, and good luck tomorrow against the Wolverines.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. It's